Hello and welcome to Tea with A and B, conversations with Alan and Beth Kerridge. You may know them as Mama and Papa. My name is Andrew and it is a pleasure to sit down with my mum and dad with a fresh cup of tea and occasionally a guest or two to give them an opportunity to inform you, encourage you, inspire you and help guide you and your generation.
Dun, dun, dun. Tea with A and B.
Well, welcome back. It's the start of season two, and I guess I have to ask myself, why on earth do we have season two? I guess the only reason we do is for some reason at the end of the last podcast, I announced that that was the end of season one. So anyway, welcome to season two. I wonder how many seasons we're going to have to go. Plenty, I hope. Welcome back. It's good to get back together with Mum and Dad. This time we're at Kingscliff and we have another special guest. I'll save the announcement. Remember, if you want to ask any questions, send us a story, send us some encouragement, send us an email at teawithab@gmail.com. We hope you enjoy this episode. We enjoyed making it and really appreciate the time that everyone's taking to listen to the podcast and get involved with it. So sit back and relax, maybe grab a cup of tea, and we'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to turn your microphones on? And yours was on?
Yeah.
I can't really hear you. You need to bring the microphone down a little bit closer.
Two.
My mic's on.
Should we put the battery in, Mum's?
No. Mum's on phantom power. You're on phantom power. What did you say before? You said, did you say, are you on something power? What did you say? You can't remember?
I was just saying what you said.
There's a bit of testing going on.
Yeah, what did you say?
Oh, I can't remember. Anyway.
Extra powerful or something.
Oh, yeah. Dad, you're not saying anything, so I can't test the level unless you actually speak into the microphone.
Well, sorry about that. I'm speaking to the microphone. I've got no worries on that. How's that level there?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Test 1, 2, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, okay. I can hear you. Yeah.
I'm just trying to do it all together.
Well, we, I don't know whether, by the way, we're recording. We've started. We're just talking through the format. Oh, I just started pressing recording, so we're just talking about
trying to catch us out, aren't you?
Saying not really. Something. Oh no, we do have the ability to edit.
Cabes, can you go up now, bud? Say goodnight to my mum, papa, and Uncle Andrew.
Everyone's hearing.
And just shut the door.
All right, just.
No, darling.
Just shut the door, boy.
Just shut the door.
And Cabes, just tell Jack.
Sorry,
Lee,
we're just doing some
housekeeping
when
here. He goes out.
Forgive everyone, we're just doing some housekeeping. Well, by the way, if you hadn't picked up on it, we have a guest host tonight.
Oh, you've begun.
Yeah, we've started. Yeah, everyone just heard all that.
Lucky it wasn't one of those other child conversations like a wooden spoon conversation. But
I must say, you're just putting Caleb to bed. And by the way, we're at Jono's place, so just to
welcome.
Jono's here. Well, who are you? First of all, who are you? introduce yourself.
Jonathan Edward Kerridge, born on the 5th of March, 1975, to Alan Roy Kerridge and Elizabeth Christina. Oh, I nearly got in trouble then. Yeah. Kerridge, youngest of three children.
That's correct. So Jono's here. Everyone knows him as Jono, Pastor Jono.
No, they don't. What? I know him as Jonathan.
Jonathan.
That's what we named him.
Oh, okay. Well, there's actually a couple of things we found out about Mum tonight. That's the second thing.
I've actually been deceived.
You've been deceived. Do you want to go?
Well, first of all, you know, this is cups of tea with A and B, and there's only one cup of tea on the table here, so that a bit of water should be called cups of water with A and B, first of all. Oh, so I'm disappointed about that. And also, I'm bitterly disappointed because Mama's has a few meals that are stable, that are stable, you know, for and renowned, possibly throughout the world.
Throughout the world, yeah. No, well, I bet you Morris ate the.
He was eating it on his album cover, actually.
He was eating it with a purple shirt.
If you look closely, there's a lasagna stain on his shirt.
That I made.
That you made. Right. Well, one of Mama's stable that everybody loves, well, so I assumed everybody loved,
everyone
is lasagna.
I thought everyone loved it.
But I found out tonight when Mama actually made lasagna, that Mama does not like her own lasagna.
She doesn't like her own lasagna. That's correct.
Which is so self.
So you made a comment. I mean, you don't want to give away your age, but let's just say decades.
No, 48. No problem with that.
48. Okay, so you're 48, and that's late. The first time you found out that Mama doesn't like her own lasagna.
48. Yeah.
And you know the irony is last time we did this recording, you also cooked lasagna that day.
We were in Brisbane, weren't we?
Oh, were you?
Oh, okay, but you know what the sad thing is? I think I enjoyed it less just knowing that.
No, I don't think I can eat it again.
All right, I don't have to make it stand for half an hour cooking the white sauce.
No, now I know why you were so grumpy all day while you were making
lasagna again.
I just need to do a mic check here just to make sure your mic's on, Dad. Not hearing anything.
No, I was just trying to think. She actually made lasagna and apple crumble for you, and she took them up to Brisbane.
No, I didn't.
Just particularly for you.
That's lovely. That was nice. I ate that apple crumble all by myself. Oh, look, not in one sitting.
I was going to say, in stages.
I offered it to the rest of the family, but they said, no, it's your birthday. Yeah, that's cool. I think we're up to episode 9, and I think I boldly announced that the last episode was the end of season 1. I don't know why.
So end of season.
it builds the suspense. No, it is. It's season 2.
This is the start of season 2, and it's good to be together. We're at Jono's place and Amy's place down in some secret location. Can't give it away just
secret
in case.
Spot.
Secret spot. Mm. It's lovely down here. Mum, Dad, good to see you again. It's been a little while, and I guess that's an apology to the listeners. To the listeners,
confession and apology.
Yeah, it must
because we haven't been because we kind of just did promise to do this a little bit more often.
Yeah, it must be about 3 weeks since we saw you.
No, but since the last time we did a recording.
Oh, when was the last time you did a recording?
It was a Christmas recording. Christmas recording.
And we didn't.
Now June. It was Christmas 2013. That was
2013.
Yeah, it's nearly. We didn't perform very well last time either, did we?
Oh, no, I reckon it was special.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I cried. I laughed and cried. It's good to be here. So we've actually had a couple of emails come in. So before we get into, we've got a couple of emails.
Whoa.
The first one was from Anonymous. Oh, by the way, before we go on.
From you.
Dad, what is the email address for everyone listening? Huh?
The email address for you.
No, for the podcast.
A and B.
No.
What? T with A and B.
Oh. Go on.
That's right, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. Yes.
I wouldn't have a clue.
No, we're supposed to have a clue. I ask you every time. It's T with A-B. A.
Oh, dear
Lord. Now I forgot it. T with A. Oh, actually, maybe you're right.
And
hang on a sec. Gotcha.
Send me something.
That's fine. Talk amongst yourselves. We've got to get that.
He's
this
been
is
on
the worst
a,
promo.
He's been on a call
I
all
think
day.
Jess had a great idea. We need a jingle. See if it was a jingle, it'd get stuck in your head.
Well, I need to address that. Okay, yeah, no, it's T with AB. T with that. Okay, so there you go.
T with
okay.
AB.
Well, let's do it again. Let's cut that out. Dad, what's the email address for the show?
T with AB, if you want to contact us. T with AB. T with AB. At Big Pond.
No. Who uses Big Pond?
Yahoo?
That was our last one.
T with AB at gmail.com.
Gmail.
Mm. Yeah, you got any questions?
I was going to say that.
I got anything else? Then before we go to the.
By the way, Mama and Papa use Big Bond just in case. That was a
Big Bond forever. .net.
Dot
net.
Au.
Now, you made a good point. We'll come back to the questions. Yes, last episode, Jess had promised that Nathan was going to do a proper jingle.
I didn't hear that. I don't remember that.
No. There was a promise in there. Mm-hmm. We still don't have it.
We'll hold it to the them to that.
We'll have to follow up. Hopefully, they're listening.
Mm. Like live.
Yeah, we're actually taking callers. we got Jess on the line. Hello. Jess. yes. Emails. Here we go. This one's from Anonymous. And this is to you, Alan and Beth, Mum and Dad. This is both you.
A and B.
What does A and B? How does it feel to now have your favourite son on the podcast?
Which one's that sent this one? One of you two, that's for sure.
It was very quiet.
I think they are disgusted at that thought that they
They're both here.
Okay, that's a very political answer. But but it does actually...
Leading question.
Well, it does make me think about a family moment. Remember when... we used to do birthday traditions. We don't do it so often now.
Mm.
I wish we should bring it back. But whenever there was a birthday, everyone would go around the room and say something lovely about the person who's having the birthday, which was always very special.
Mm.
And I remember it was Jonathan's birthday in particular. Mm. And Greg, our brother-in-law, who married Christine, just starts out by saying, "Jono, you're the best brother-in-law in the whole world." And everyone's going, "Oh."
Yeah, and you're sitting there.
I'm sitting there going, hang on. And everyone's moving on. It's all good. That email that came in about that I just talked about did remind me of that scenario about that family tradition. And
people that used to come in on birthday, you know, like at home, you know, they sort of, and then now it's your turn.
All of a sudden I needed to say something nice.
Wouldn't let them off.
You know? Even guests that like travelling from overseas. Yeah.
They only met us.
I met you this afternoon. You're a lovely chap.
It's only fair. They've got a free pavlova.
They've got a free pav and a lasagna.
Yeah, so it's Andrew's birthday. Yeah, you'd introduce them. It's Andrew's birthday now.
Say you've something got 3 minutes. Do you still do that down here?
Yeah, we just did it.
Mm.
Both for, because we've just celebrated this week, Papa's birthday. Papa's He's 56 birthday. This week, 56? Which is amazing. Mm. Which is awkward because I said I was 48. And my eldest, he's 17, so we did that. And it is actually beautiful tradition.
Mm. It is lovely, yeah.
But last month it was your birthday and Amy's, and we did the same thing there. No, I think it's really good, particularly when the other in-laws come along as well.
Yeah.
And they add into it as well.
Mm.
So just to clarify that for those, just in case I said it too quickly, so when it's your birthday, after the cake, before the cake? Somewhere
after
there.
The cake, before the eating of the cake.
Before the eating of the cake, maybe.
Then after the blowing out of the candle.
It's just an opportunity for everyone just to speak into their life. And I remember growing up, that was powerful. And
sometimes it's just what you need, isn't it? You know, like
You feel 10 feet tall after 10 people that mean a lot to you say something.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. That's cool. All right, cool. Got another email here.
They're just coming in.
This person has been... Yeah, no, they're liking what they're hearing so far.
Yeah,
and they're giving us some good feedback on the chat, so I can see it's pumping through.
People listening to it now.
Yeah, live. They're on the chat live. Here. Yeah, we can see them.
Kevin and Charlene.
Kevin and Charlene are there.
Should we actually explain Kevin and Charlene?
Yes,
have we done
please.
That? Have we done that? Oh, go on. Go explain that.
Or are we kind of like... You know, exposing something that we could continue just amongst ourselves.
That's right.
No, that's probably Kevin and Charlene. Kevin and Charlene, without giving it away.
We want you to give it away.
Are really good friends of John and I.
That's right.
Yeah. They own a power.
We go way back. I just heard them from them the other day.
Oh, you did?
Mm.
Okay. They still got the panel van?
Still got the same panel van.
Yeah.
And, you know, still on the, you know, the thing. things that they used to smoke way back when. But oh.
They covered up your escapades a lot, didn't they? You too.
Yeah, they led us astray. They'd keep us away surfing all weekend.
Yeah.
And
it was Kevin.
It was mostly Kevin.
They worked in.
Hope you weren't with Charlene.
You couldn't separate it. There's no Kevin. There's no Charlene. It's like Kevin.
Well,
and
it was a sort of three. Yeah, Kevin, Charlene, and the panel van.
And the panel van. Yeah, you can't separate.
And the floppy dice. It was all one package, really.
So going to the coast, Kevin in the driver's seat, Charlene in the passenger seat, and you and I lying down in the back of the van with the surfboards. That's how it went.
That's right, yeah.
Sure.
We'd want to come back to different things.
Yeah.
And Kevin would say, no, let's go for another surf.
Go for another surf. Yeah, we'd say, Mum says we have to be home like by 6 o'clock.
That's right. Sure. It's a family dinner.
And Kevin says, I'm a responsible adult.
Yes.
And your mum, I'll talk to your mum. I don't know what did Kevin.
And
ever
I
call
never
you?
Got there.
You never called.
Yeah. No, did Charlene though?
No, not Charlene.
Well, he used to drop us off down the street. We had to walk the last 100 meters back to the house with the boards and that.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh dear, you boys are terrible.
We got another email here. This is from anonymous, but this person, I said it's a he, but anyway, he's been emailing every week since the last podcast. when are you going to do the singing Christmas tree called A Pirate's Christmas? And that's from Anonymous. A Pirate's Christmas. Anyway.
Yes, Trevor.
Another email here that I got. And this person wrote in and said that they have been listening to the podcast. By the way, this is just a person, an acquaintance. I don't know how they found out about it. Has been listening to it and loving it. And I'll just narrow it down to...
Well, basically, it's been going viral. So I can understand.
Yeah, it's been going
viral.
She said that she's been...
There's at least 20 people listening to it.
She's been playing it to her parents on a road trip.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, and these parents are actually old church buddies of yours. We have to cut the names.
All right.
It's anonymous.
Mabel.
It's anonymous. Okay, this next one's definitely anonymous. So can... just right next.
All right.
No names. Right. It's a long one, though. And I contemplated whether or not to read this one. But I think it's valuable for people to hear this. I've shared this one with you. It's a real one.
You mean those others weren't?
All right, bear with me. Well, hello to one and all. Where do I begin? Firstly, thank you so much to Andrew for suggesting to do this fantastic podcast. I realise that it was originally suggested for the immediate family, but can I just say a huge thank you to Esther, who sent it to me 2 days ago, and I've listened to all podcasts since. Some, a couple of times. I have laughed out loud and also cried, which concerned my co-workers immensely. But I have loved every second, so I'm writing just to encourage you to continue, please. I apologise for the length of this email, as I know that it is literally going to be a novel, because I want to ensure you appreciate the blessing your ministry has had on me personally. Even before meeting you all, I had the absolute pleasure of talking with Esther when she worked for Scottish Amicable, and I was in the financial planning industry. I said on more than one occasion how efficient and pleasant she was. Unfortunately, that company was closing its doors and had not met Esther personally, so she made a specific trip to the office on her last day to meet her, which was an absolute delight. A couple of weeks later, Colin and Margaret Lobbed invited us to Garden City Church, and who should be in the choir but Esther? I moved to Perth from Perth to Brisbane around Christmas 1990 and worshipped at St. Joseph's in Cooperoo until I went to the Singing Christmas Tree in 1991, and after New Year started worshipping there until 2013. During that time, I had many fond memories of the Kerridge family. Invitations to lunch to Moxon Road, where I did see Beth's ceramics collection.
Did she have lasagna? That's the question.
Mm. Did she have the lasagna?
Yes.
I'm going to have to ask that. I've got her email. I could just send her a note quickly. She'd probably get... She's on the chats.
She's on the chats.
Where am I? Being involved in the musical, watching as the family expanded and thoroughly enjoying the worship at every meeting. Beth, this is to you. In one of your podcasts, I believe you were asked what advice you would give to your younger self, and one of the responses was, don't make assumptions. Do you remember saying that?
It's one of my catch cries.
Is it?
We've never heard it.
I've never heard it.
Have you? You're not listening, are you?
Well, actually, I wasn't even listening when we were recording it. It's only when I was editing it. Anyway. Well, I have to admit, I did about the carriages. Assumptions. Where's she going with this?
Did you proofread this?
Probably should have.
She thought we were nice.
I always saw you as a wonderfully God-fearing family whose love for God and family was tangible, but I thought you had everything financially as well. Hearing your story, especially about speeding the car to get around the corner, which is one of the occasions I laughed out loud, and the other stories of how you blessed others even when you were not that financially secure yourself, but as you said, Alan, put God first and he will always be there for you. As I said, I have always respected the family. However, I had assumed that you had financial wealth, but hearing your story has brought a whole new respect and admiration. Not being brought up in a Christian family, I struggled with my walk in the beginning and with my marriage. One day I asked Diane Smith for some advice and she suggested speaking to a family in the church that I respected. You may not remember, but I did ask you, Beth, and you sat with me, and one comment you made, which I have repeated on numerous occasions to many people, is when you disagree, remember, do you want a relationship or do you want to be right? Do you remember saying that? I remember you saying that.
I need to tell myself that again.
True. Well, you guys have not done too bad. How long have you been married?
59.
57 happy years. 59.
59, that's right. You said 59. So next year's 60 years.
Well, we've got to do something.
Anyway.
Celebrate. Mm.
Unfortunately, as the church in Australia struggles, we need authentic Christians. And this podcast is so authentic. As you said, Beth, just be your authentic self.
Beautiful.
People sometimes feel that they are only ones going through the issues and your experiences are invaluable. I know that when I went through things, I would never tell anyone because as Christians, we should always be positive. I had a perception of what a Christian should be like. However, listening to your podcast only reaffirms that God makes us all individuals and there is no standard template. It would have been tremendous hearing your stories, good, not so good and sad, as a new Christian, such a legacy and a wonderful example of living life fully in Christ. Again, big thank you to Andrew for encouraging you to participate in the podcast and please, please, please continue. Well, she has some suggestions here. When you do, just a couple of suggestions. A session with each family member and their entire family. It was great hearing from Jess, so I would love to hear from the other grandchildren and the in-laws as well. Also would love to hear more of when you feel God's tangible presence and times when you didn't. Some of the prophecies you had and some of the unusual experiences. Love the stories about the black cats, the vigilantes saving the kindy and the neighbourhood and especially Hoka Pontus. Hearing these stories, I can understand even more why your children love and respect you and why they are amazing people they are. This is by no means enough words to explain the blessing you have all been to my family and I, but thought I'd better close. There we go. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. I have been extremely blessed and am so appreciative. God bless.
It's beautiful. Amazing.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm.
Number of things. One, nobody has to email something like that, but just to take the time. And
that's a lot of time
that,
there.
Which is, you know, showing this person's kindness. Mm. But I think there'd be a lot of people that would echo those thoughts for, and if they don't listen to the podcast or not, would echo your impact in their lives, which I love what Andrew's done with this, is that people can really attach to a story or to a moment or to an experience And they would echo that sentiment. But so it's amazing to hear.
Mm. It's crazy that you do with, you know, like you talk about the Pocahontas. Well, it was Jack's birthday the other day. And
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Hey, John, do you want to just make sure you're talking to the mic?
Hello.
Move it if you have
to. Test one, two. I've never held a mic before.
You have it?
No.
I'll give you some tips.
Yeah. Two. How's that?
That's okay. If only this was a video podcast, it'd be nice.
And I do make, cinnamon buns.
Cinnamon buns.
But it takes me overnight, you know, it takes overnight for it to rise and everything. But Amy said to Jack in the morning of his birthday, what would you like for afternoon tea? And he said, oh, cinnamon buns. And Papa and I just got in there because there's none close here.
Mm.
So we ended up going up to Robina to get cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that's the sort of thing we love doing, and you know, and it's the same with you kids. It's just making you feel loved, you know, like, and we just love doing something like that. It's another way of making people, your family feel secure, and that was always our aim, was to make you all feel that we got your back and. You know, like we're always supporting you and do what we can to make your life better.
What you said there is something that I have thought about a lot, even being a parent with four kids, but how you did make us, still make us feel secure. You know, there was that consistency, the knowing that you would be disciplined in love. It was all part of nurturing security in us. Yeah, you know, Andrew jokes about the favoritism in children, but if we were to be honest, there was the security that we were all loved for who we were. I've thought about that a lot, you know, raising our four, just that, how important it is, that sense of security.
I was driving home yesterday. I was telling Mum the story earlier and totally distracted because, you know, I got the radio on, thinking about work and that kind of stuff, but just felt prompted to immediately send a message of love to my family, you know. And because I guess you don't know what they're going through at any particular time or moment, but feeling prompted to just encourage them I just pulled over on the side of the highway and wrote a group message to the family and just sent it out. And because I think it's like you say, it's that feeling that you want to leave with your family, that that they're, because I don't know what they're going through at that moment. They could be dealing with a significant decision, maybe a low point in their thinking or anything else like that, but just use that, I guess, that moment to encourage them and give them that feeling. And I guess that's what you've taught me is to try to let my kids know about that unconditional love, because, you know, we've messed up a lot and certainly felt the wrath when we're growing up of being disciplined when we did wrong. But there was always, you always knew that was done in love. Like you, back in the day, you were allowed to smack. So, you know, we were pretty naughty.
That strap.
The big strap.
I've still got marks of that strap.
And I guess as a kid, when you used to get strapped, you don't like the feeling immediately. But I can't ever recall that there was a hate feeling or a dislove. There was a shaking of your cord, as obviously you'd done wrong. By the way, you had two straps, the skinny one and the big thick one. And I just remember, and I don't know whether I've said
it
this
was down
on the
end. It was at the end of the hallway.
He used to always scare us with the thick one.
Yeah,
he used to hit us with the thin strap. And just for the, it was just one whip across the backside, like
one.
Just
good luck.
Anyway, the thin strap used to come out and it really sting, and then he'd always say, "But if you make me really mad, I'm bringing out the thick strap."
Yeah.
Which was this big, like, etched leather thing about 3 inches thick.
Leather, yeah.
And it was really scary. Anyway,
I mean, some would call it cat and nine tails, but other people would call it a strap.
I must have taken him over the edge one day because he went and grabbed the big strap, and I'm just freaking out to the level of 11. Anyway, he finally whipped me, and I'm screaming, and I realised the thicker strap didn't hurt as much as the thinner one.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then I went, oh, that doesn't hurt.
Don't say it.
But then I realised, oh, but if I let him know that it doesn't hurt, he won't use it again. So then I started screaming again. But anyway.
But even did he say this
we
going
should
to
put
hurt.
A warning on this episode, by the way. There's a violence.
Oh, look, we're talking 80s. We're talking 70s. In the 80s, 70s.
We'll have people knocking 70s. On our door.
No one does that now. Can't do that now.
Just don't stay around here for too long. Oh, no, my kids are older now.
I think when the grandkids get together, you should get a podcast with them. The boys tell, you know, like a papa, you know how he used, because it's like one of those old shaving straps, you know, like
yes, okay,
they used to sharpen their razor on it. And he used to just go,
pull it apart,
stat, you know, like snap, you know, yeah. And they'd be going.
Oh, you'd be almost in tears before you actually got. Because it was
hit.
upset. You know, I'm upset. I've stepped over the line. I know already.
Papa's so, Dad, really I'm looking at your channel bit. Here on the mixer, and it's
just having
like
a snooze.
It's like a deadline. You want to say sorry?
I'm just amazed. I learned these things that I've never ever realised happened before. But still, I might have had a blank memory of something like that. I don't
selected
remember.
Selected memory.
No, it's all good. Well, we turned out all right.
It was all in the context of boundaries that create security. It wasn't, you know, like just anger. It was like, well, these are the boundaries. And, now as a parent, you understand boundaries a little bit more in terms of I'm forming, you know, this human being. I've been given this responsibility to form this human being. And now, probably even at the time, thankful for it too. Like, not immediately, but it's like, well, that's actually a place of love.
Yeah, because it was a defining moment in whatever was happening at that point in time, right? I mean, it escalated to a point where it was a turnaround moment. Wasn't it really major?
Do you remember the time? I think about this regularly. Mum had brought the groceries home, and for one special treat, she had one of those boxes of donuts.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was a special day in the Kerridge household. Like, you know, frosting on the donuts. Yeah, well, you should, because you stole my donut. You stole my donut. Oh, and look, you might have been 10, I might have been... No, that wouldn't have worked because you're 6 years older than me. So you might have been 12, I mean, might have been 6. And there was 2 donuts. And you ate yours and then you ate mine. And I was so upset that I jumped on top of you and I began to strangle you.
Oh, really?
Oh, I was upset. I mean, you know, call me what you like, but don't mess with my donuts.
Don't mess with donuts.
But I remember that was one of those, hey, you going with the strap days, because it's like, I was strangling my brother. I don't know, understand why that was.
Yeah,
you would have been only little too.
I was little, compared. But I'm telling you, you stole my donut. You don't mess
I do
with
like,
the
I do like donuts.
Donuts. I noticed.
And I have stole people's donuts since then.
we should have given you.
Okay, that reminds me of a story. Sorry, go on.
Should have given. Did you get a hiding that day? See, you might
have got the donut. I got the hiding.
Well, but see,
getting my donuts.
But he's still stealing donuts.
He was strangling me. You were strangling me.
I was on top of you.
That's why
you were on the ground and you were laughing. So I was trying to strangle you more.
Do you remember that, though?
No.
I mean, you know, like it was a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old, and you know, even back then he was.
But Andrew said he's still stealing donuts, so he wasn't cured.
We were in Melbourne. And the hotel was up the top of Flinders Street. And I went for a morning walk and we were down in there for a family trip. So the five of us, Esther and the kids, the three kids, and went down to, I think it's Walker's Donuts, just down near the station down at the bottom of Melbourne there. And they sell these six donuts for like $3 or something. And they're the, like jam, hot jam filled donuts, and they literally melt in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm going to take a pack of these home for the family. And so I... It's a long walk back. So I'm walking back and I thought to myself, well, there's six and there's five of us.
So your family wasn't down there?
No, no, they were up there. I went for a walk on my own in the morning.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're so, down so there. Okay.
They're up at, back at the hotel. Yep. And I've walked along. I thought I can have one and I can still show up with five donuts. Mm. Everyone gets a donut.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had one. I thought, I've got five donuts.
I could cut these in half.
So, they were so nice. So these things just melted in your mouth. Have you ever had those Walker's Donuts from Melbourne, just down near Flinders Street Station? They're really nice. Check them out. They don't sponsor the podcast. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
So I'm walking up. I go, I'm still good. I've got five donuts. And I thought, that was so good, I've got to have another one. So I had a second one.
Yeah.
So now there's
what was your
four
reason?
Donuts in the bag. But I thought, I'm still good because I can get back and I can tell the family.
You've had yours.
I had mine on the way back up.
Yeah.
Got to the next block and I thought, I've got to have another one. No,
but at that point, you're being unselfish because you're thinking, you know, it's not good for them anyway, so better eat them.
So I had another one. So now I've downed three of these little donuts. I'm not halfway back yet. And now I've gone, now this is awkward because now I've only got three donuts.
You've passed the line of no return now.
So I had a choice. I could either go, well, I just bought a donut each for the kids. Or I could just eat the rest of them. and none the wiser. And I took the second option.
Did they know this story until now?
Well, if they listen to the podcast, they might be finding this out for the first time.
You didn't get with some cream on your face or something, did you?
No, but if they're really nice, Walker's Donuts.
Did you get sick after eating all that?
Oh, so I don't funny. Think so.
Still stealing donuts.
Still stealing donuts. So that email was lovely, Dad.
Yeah, it was.
Anything out of that you thought?
Very inspiring, actually, because, she did say that she was in tears, but when I hear things like that, I'd go into tears myself because, I mean, that's what we're all about, isn't it, to help one another, to encourage one another. And if we don't encourage, we're not doing what God wants us to do, you know. So I think that's very good, very sound.
I don't think anyone can give you a bigger compliment than to say you're authentic.
I was going to say, but that is something that's echoed for people that know you, even the people down here, even our church or the community, but people that have known you for a long time, it's something that's echoed a lot, and that's a real credit because the very basis of authenticity, you can't fake it. And so that's a credit to you guys.
Thank you for that.
There was a couple of suggestions there for her that she made.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to, and she did, she would like to know, when you feel God's tangible presence, how do you feel that? And if so, how does that manifest?
Definitely. Itself? For years, when I've prayed for people or when I feel the touch of God, and my left arm tingles, really, what? Really tingles. It's just one of those things. But there are other times when you're just being normal talking to people. And then years later, you see them and they say, Alan, I just want to thank you for those words of encouragement you said. I'm in the ministry today because of what you said.
Mm.
I said,
good.
I don't remember anything I said. It's just being open to what God wants you to say at the time that he wants you to say it. Yeah. And I think that's the secret
but
to
people
a whole thing.
Say that all the time down here, though. You know, like even Nicole said the other week. It's not only
names. No names.
Hmm?
No names.
Oh.
We'll
there's
that.
Quite a few with that name. You know, like that. And she's had a young girl that used to be, you know, like singing and that. And but she used to look for Alan when she did come to church because he'd always encourage her.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and I think the other daughter too, you know, like it just meant a lot because she said even though she was away from the Lord, it was still like she was accepted as family, you know, like as the church family. And even at Garden City, I remember people used to just look for him every Sunday, you know, like even if he was there, you know, with all the ups and downs at different times, people just need to know it's okay, you know, like just...
I think that question too, probably we could press a little bit further. I think the question behind the possible question was that possibly there is times that you don't feel God's presence. Could you
it's
shed
faith,
some?
Isn't
could
it?
You shed some light?
Yeah,
on?
I think you know, like I think the baptism and the Spirit is important. Mm. I was baptized when I was 12 under Tommy Evans. He came back from New Guinea, and there are times when the anointing. I used to feel that when I played the piano. You know, like there were sometimes you were just playing away, and you just listened to the words or meditate on the words, the same as meditating on the Bible or something. And it's just like the Bible. You can understand the Bible. You know, like the Holy Spirit, gives you that revelation of what it really means. And a lot of you walk, it's not like a great big fire from heaven a lot of the time. It's just that faith walk every day, you know, like he's with you all day every day. And I think the more you know, like, as you were saying, Andrew, you know, like, you stop the car and you know, like, the more you learn to function in the Holy Spirit and respond to that, you know, like, sometimes, you know, you've missed it. You know, like, you think, you know that just back there you were prompted to do something but you didn't. Mm. It's just like practice, isn't it? Really, you know, just learning to listen. His voice.
Well, it's stepping out, isn't it? It's am I hearing the voice of God?
And what are you losing by doing it anyway?
That's right. And then when you step out in faith, and then there's confirmation of whatever you did, actually bless someone or did something, just I guess reaffirms that voice you were hearing or that feeling you have in your left arm is actually God.
It's not beside us.
Could be.
I'm very, very thankful that people, I'm in the way. You know, you've got to put yourself in a position where, first of all, you talk to people.
Mm.
You know, you can't expect to come to church and not be yourself and talk to people and greet people and talk to them. If you want to be friend, first of all, you've got to show yourself to be friendly. Mm. And it's the same thing, you
just
know.
Can you pause there for a second? I grew up with you guys saying that, and I just remember you just wanting to interrupt, but I remember you both saying that to me when I was complaining about having no friends, and that was a massive, still is an ongoing revelation. You want to be... Mm. You want friends.
Mm.
It begins with your approach to being friendly. Sorry, Papa, to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
And I think a part of, you know, like getting older and getting maturer too is it's not about you. Mm. You know, like it's not about, oh, I might be rejected, or especially like if you're a bit shy or something like that. But it's when you start thinking about other people, you forget about yourself, don't you?
Mm. And it's one thing is being consistent too. Mm. Always be yourself, no matter what, because when you be yourself, God honours you and respects you for that as well. Mm. And I came across a scripture one day, and it was, I being in the way the Lord led me. And I'm very thankful that I've been in a way a lot of times. I've been told to get out of the way, but I've been in the way a lot of times. And the Lord has led us to really speak to people and to bring words of encouragement. And one of the most blessed things, I think, is the very fact is that if you be yourself, people respect you for what you really are. Mm. You know, you don't put on a show. You just don't do anything. Mm. But being consistent is one of the things in the Christian life that's very important. Mm. And, being there on Sunday, being there as a support, being there to, you know, for years I got so much enjoyment out of the fact of just working behind Beth as she was doing the musicals, you know, just as a support for her to overcome one side of the area that she couldn't control. And I think, you know, she had the music and the words and the choirs and everything else, but it's just a matter of doing some other things that sort of go with it.
I think I mentioned it to you the other day, Jonathan. I was watching, can't mention names, there was a funeral on, and one of his sons said, was talking about going on with the Lord, and he said, well, he didn't give me anything to reject it.
Any reason to reject it,
yeah. Yeah, he didn't give me a reason to reject it, talking about his life and who he was as a person, which I thought that was priceless.
If I can be honest...
No.
Can I be honest?
Well, do you have to try to be that?
Is it brutal?
Brutally.
Part of the reason why we do this podcast is to honour you while you're here. And, I've been very challenged with both of you because of the wonderful stuff that you've done for us is to capture you and get... You know, when I read emails like this and that the other one, and I hear people say that they love it. You need to know the impact that you've had on people across your entire life is impactful. And part of the reason I wanted to do this is, yes, it's a memory for us all as family to get the stuff that we've talked about written down. But it's also to celebrate your lives while you can still hear it.
Mm.
And nice. For the rest of your days on this planet, hear the voices of thousands of people cheering you on and thanking you for what you've done for them. Mm. So we're going to keep doing this. And it wasn't just this person's email.
And not just this. When you talk about doing this podcast to honour them, you're not just talking about this one episode. Like, we don't have any... we're not calling the ambulance up tonight because of
no,
podcast, season 10.
No, but
I agree. I think it's amazing.
Like, I guess, you know, the reason why I thought of it is you just mentioned you attended a memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often you...
they say the things in the...
You wait for someone to die to honour them or to memorialise them.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this is a memorial. But it's very much a celebration.
Yeah.
Because you've... I want you to know how much... Well, we love you as family.
Thanks, brilliant.
And how much we appreciate you. And I think we've said this on an earlier recording was that... All of that love and support we felt from you has not suffered by all the love and support you've given to many thousands of other people.
Yeah.
And that's just the type of people you are.
And serving the Lord with all their heart, which is inspirational. Sometimes we think, you know, either or. Mm. I know as a parent, you know, like I either serve the Lord or I raise my family or I... But it's like it was both and, you know, all the while, you know, you're doing musicals and you were... coaching soccer, and you were, you know, making birthdays beautiful, whatever it was. It wasn't either or.
Yeah, I think it's because we incorporated you in everything that we do,
that's
didn't
a good
you?
Point, yeah.
We didn't sort of
leave
you sort of to the side. It
that's
was
right. That's well. That's well said.
Did you finish your train of thought, though?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Papa, I did interrupt.
Yeah.
No, that's the idea of a podcast, though, because you can add to different things as you go along.
So. Yeah.
But I think it was what prompted you about this, wasn't it? After we came back from visiting Dad's.
Yeah, that
old
was
haunt.
The initial. Yeah.
No, and well, hearing the story of his.
The reality of it is, for years I've been wondering how can we celebrate you while you're still here.
Oh.
And then it was your trip that you did, and you came back and started talking about all of the stuff, and it was that moment. So I've got it. We got to start getting some of this down and capturing it. And
yeah,
we got a long journey to go. I mean, you're just young.
We've met a lot of good people along the way. Put it this way, too, who've meant a lot to our lives, and. And we're just so proud of our family and the relationship they have with God and all their ways that they acknowledge him. And because of this, he directs their paths.
Mm.
When I see Jonathan's family and the inspiration they have been to us, and Chris's family, they're just like our own little kids, actually, all of them.
Mm.
And all of your guys, too. We just love them so much. Mm. And we just want to be there as long as we possibly can to see them. I did ask the Lord one day. I said, Lord, I want to see my children's children's children.
Children's children.
Well, you've already done that.
And I've done that now.
You've
three.
Done all that. Yeah.
But not my...
No, that would be the wild way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I add something there, Andrew? Some of this, a lot of this, these podcasts have been talking back, back ministry-wise. I think it's important just to add to for where Mum and Dad are at now, because I might get emotional here, because they haven't stopped ministering.
Mm, that's right.
You know, like even Dad, you know, he's planted churches, he's raised ministries, he's... blah, blah, blah. But every Wednesday, he's got this Bible study of these men that are, you know, all his genre in life that meet together, don't miss it for the world, you know, up to 20 blokes, 25 blokes encouraging one another. They're leading people to the Lord. Mum, the same, although she's not a music director, you know, there's vibrant young mums that are like, give me the recipe to that. You know, we talk about lasagna. Give me that recipe.
No one's
going to
ask for that anyway.
Everyone's disappointed like I am, bitterly. But my point is, and people come up to Mama and Papa and asking wisdom and grace. And I think that in reflection of something that I've seen is that they haven't stopped somewhere.
Yeah.
And so they keep on looking ahead. Dad gets on the land that we own as a church, he gets on the ride on mower, but he just doesn't mow the lawn. I've seen him do it. You see him waving his hands around like this.
He's not swapping the magpies.
He's actually praying.
Yeah.
And, you know, because other guys have seen him too and said, oh, that's just so inspiring.
No,
he's a guy that's done it, but, you know, in their 80s, but it's like, you know, the purpose of God, the things of God are still... so vibrant, you know, different season, but still vibrant.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry to preach.
No, that's okay.
Sorry, not
sorry. Were you going to read? Did you want him to read?
No, that's what he was talking about. The guys. These are the guys that gave him a card for his birthday.
Oh, they wrote a card to.
That's it for his
birthday. Has he read it yet? You want him to read it? Is it worth reading?
Yeah. You read it now.
Well, just for context. Do we give your ages out just so that
I'm fine now. It's all out though.
Because I mean, like you know, you all this stuff you're talking about.
He was 82 last 82, Sunday.
82 last Sunday.
Mm.
And I'm 85 next week.
Yeah, I think there's a card that I'm holding in my hand. Without reading it, there's a whole bunch of people writing on there that have thanked and just love it and wouldn't miss the Bible study for the world.
They get all excited about it.
And once again,
it's weekly, even though like the schedule doesn't allow
for it. I tell them to stop.
Go fortnightly or whatever else.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a rebel,
They
don't want to stop, but it's that vibrancy. But once again, you can do that, meet together, in that age group and be bitter and twisted and our life, is gone from us. But that's the opposite of this group. They're vibrant. They've got the worst dad jokes in the world. Yeah, they're vibrant, loving, leading people to the Lord, which is just really inspirational.
No, I agree. We might get a cup of tea. Was there anything else you'd like to finish with here? No. You're right, get a cup of tea?
Just a cup of tea time.
Cup of tea time? All right, cool. Good.
How are we doing, Andrew? We're performing tonight.
Well, how do you think you're going?
I don't know. just being authentic.
So what would you get? Oh, good. Sir. Tell us how you really feel. Okay, we're not recording anymore. Now tell us how you feel. Actually, we still are.